So morning everyone, welcome back to this week's fashion news. It is currently the morning for me. It is Monday morning at 8:30 a.m. So I'm getting to filming a bit earlier than what I usually do. I never really film my videos at 8 a.m. but it's a kind of rare sunny day today in London, so I thought why not start early. But I wanted to say that it's 8 a.m. because I don't know if the lighting is going to be a bit darker or it's going to look a bit weird compared to what it usually looks like, but if it does, it's because it's 8:30 a.m. for me. But nevertheless, I hope everyone's doing really well. I hope everyone has had a great week so far and excited for the rest of the week as well. I will say in terms of fashion news that last week did feel a bit more slow. Like when I was going through everything and like trying to keep an eye out for everything, I will say that there wasn't as many standout stories that were so obvious to talk about this week, but nevertheless there was still a few things that I wanted to talk about, and hopefully this week in fashion as well will be a bit more interesting because London Fashion Week kicks off on Thursday and I actually do have a really fun fashion week planned. I was concerned that I wasn't really going to go to a lot or do a lot for London Fashion Week this season because obviously I am freelance now. I'm no longer with a publication directly, but I did manage to secure like work with Le Bay. So Le Bay is a avant-garde fashion magazine based in Paris, and I will be covering London Fashion Week for Le Bay for social content and also written content as well. So that's made my fashion week a bit more exciting, and I am going to vlog it as well for those of you who like watching my vlogs on the channel. So keep your eyes peeled for that next week, and very excited to kick off London Fashion Week on Thursday. But to get into the news recap, and also on the topic of Fashion Week, I should probably start with kind of a recap of New York Fashion Week. And I will admit this season I didn't really look at it too much, but things that I did want to mention from New York Fashion Week was the Tibby runway. I thought the Tibby runway was fine. I always liked Tibby. I also liked the Marc Jacobs runway. That was also fine. And Alterraza, I thought, was a bit more elevated. I thought this was quite a interesting and eye-catching collection. And the only thing that I did really, really enjoy from New York Fashion Week, and a story that I thought was super interesting that kind of cut through the noise in a way, was the Seven for All Mankind runway. And if you don't know, Seven for All Mankind is kind of a cult 2000s denim brand. It was really popular in the 2000s with celebrities and kind of like the go-to choice for denim. And more recently, it's had this resurgence with vintage lovers and fashion people because so many fashion creators are really championing the Seven for All Mankind jeans, and it's very much had this resurgence. And when I was just looking at Women's Wear Daily for all the New York Fashion Week coverage, I was really surprised to see that Seven for All Mankind did a runway, because I always thought that it was just a denim brand but not the type of brand to do a runway, and it turns out that it's not. This is actually the first season that they have done a runway, and it's all part of this new strategic vision for their new creative director. So someone called Nicola Brognano, and he basically set this vision to take Seven of All Mankind from being just a denim retailer and turning it into a more luxury fashion label who does full collections and runways. And I do think that this is a really cool move from the brand, and I will say that I really did love the runway. Like, I really love the styling of all the pieces. I really feel like it reflects how people are really dressing at the moment, and I feel like it reflects how fashion people are styling Seven for All Mankind today. So I really did love this, but that was everything, or probably the biggest thing that stood out to me from New York Fashion Week. And like I said, London Fashion Week kicks off this week. I am going with Le Bay, like I said as well, so I I am going to be going to a few different shows that fits their vibe, but personally, I'm really excited to see and really hoping that I finalise the invites for Petra Fagerstrom. She's kind of a emerging designer, really avant-garde. I also want to see Yuhan Wang, Joanna Pav, of course, Yaku, of course, Masha Popova, Luda. These are all the ones that I have seen before and also have been following for a few years, so excited to see what they do this season. And I am also going to the London College of Fashion show, which I'm really excited to see, and I'm really, really hoping that I get the invite for the CSM show and also Fashion East, because I've been to both those shows before, but obviously every season you have no idea if you're going to get another invite. So I'm really, really hoping that I get to go to the CSM show particularly, because obviously that is the best place, or one of the best places, to spot emerging, more obscure designers. So if I do get to go to London College of Fashion, CSM and Fashion East, then I will definitely do like a recap video of new emerging avant-garde designers to watch, because I think that'd be really cool. So let me know if you would want to see that. I think I'm actually going to the Fashion Scouts show as well, so a lot of opportunity to spot new talent, which I love. And then the next thing that I wanted to mention is a bit of a different vibe from Fashion Week news. It's actually a TikTok trend that's apparently trending. So according to the Vogue Business TikTok tracker, climbing has been trending throughout February. And to be honest, I hadn't directly noticed more climbing content on TikTok, but the reason that it stood out to me when I saw this on the Vogue Business TikTok tracker was because I have noticed more outdoor or more climbing, hiking community, ex-fashion content generally on social media. And I think it's quite interesting what this could signal for the personal style in sportswear movement that I've obviously spoken a lot about on the channel, because I think I mentioned in last week's fashion news, for instance, that I saw the Topology X Pleasures collaboration, and I'm really obsessed with the brand Topology. It's basically a climbing inspired lifestyle brand, and they create these bags where you choose the base of the bag and then you personalize it with different climbing inspired accessories to create this really cool, like, accessorized climbing inspired bag that's still a fashion piece. And I feel like this type of brand is so cool because it's inspired by the aesthetics of sport or the technical fabrications of sport, but it's still a fashion piece. And like I've said on the channel loads, I really think that as we move into the future of fashion, fashion and performance wear is only going to blur even more, and we're going to get these more experimental design choices within functional wear, and we're going to start wearing performance wear for everyday fashion. So I think the fact that now climbing is trending, brands like Topology exist, it all just signals that we really are just moving in that direction to me, but I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. But I also do think it ties to the Nike ACG relaunch, which I mentioned last week, and also more broadly, and maybe this is a bit of a reach, but I have been noticing more outdoors inspired communities created by people who are really into aesthetics and fashion. So with kind of the outdoorsy or climbing collectives, I recently noticed Soulwork. So I think this is like a girls only or a female led walking group, but the founder of it clearly has like a real love for fashion and aesthetics. And also there's Athene Club or Athene Club, which is a London-based walking and running club. And actually one of my friend's friends, Annie Purdy, runs it or kind of is involved heavily in it. And she's a footwear designer herself. So I really feel like we are seeing a lot more sports collectives pop up that are run by fashion people. And in my mind, this is another new lane for the personal style in the gym movement, because obviously you have the vintage aspect of that trend. But I do think that we are seeing more and more fashion people merge and bring in their personal style into their interest in sport. And I think that that's having some really cool knock-on effects. And that's where my mind went to when I saw that climbing was trending on TikTok. Actually, as well, on the topic of sport and style, there were two collabs that I thought would be quite interesting to mention with this. The first one is a collab between Completed Works and ASICS. So Completed Works is actually a London-based jewelry brand, and they've just done this sneaker collaboration with ASICS. And I think that this is so cool because this is a jewelry brand, so a brand that has literally no ties to sportswear that I know of. And they've collaborated with a major sports giant and created this very aesthetic, functional trainer. And if that doesn't signal that sports and fashion is merging even more in new and exciting ways, I don't know what does. Also, I wanted to mention another collab between Sky High Farm Goods and On. I saw that just last week they brought out a new footwear silhouette. So they brought out the Cloud Rock shoe. I'm not completely sold on this shoe. Like, I don't know if I would wear it, but overall, I think the collaboration is nice. And I will say that I did really like their previous collaboration with the different colorways of the running shoe. Like, this is really, really cool to me. So yeah, I just wanted to spotlight these because, again, they're just another example of fashion and sports merging in cool ways. So definitely let me know what you think about that and what you think about that trend overall. And then to switch gears again completely with the next piece of fashion news, the next thing that I had to talk about was the newsletter that I got in my inbox from Vogue. So it was a newsletter called Malware, and it's basically Chloe Mal, so the new head of editorial content at Vogue's new personalized newsletter. And I was so confused when I saw it in my inbox because I thought to myself, I do not remember signing up to Chloe Mal's Substack, because they've very much tried to make it Substack-esque. Like, it has this pixelated malware header and it's set up and laid out like Substack, but it is coming from Vogue directly. And I wanted to bring it up because I'm really not sure how I feel about it, because it is kind of a blatant attempt by Vogue to tap into this newsletter Substack trend that's going on at the moment, but it feels less authentic because it's coming from a huge corporation in a way. But on the other hand, I will say that it is a good move from Vogue because it gives us a chance as the readers to get a bit more of a personal connection with Chloe Mal, who is obviously this person who's just been put into the spotlight so much with Vogue recently. Nevertheless, I'm intrigued to see what everyone else thinks about this. And that was, to be honest, all of the main stories that I wanted to talk about this week. But the last thing that I did want to mention was just the 2016 content trend, because obviously I did a whole long video on it and I also did my short on it as well. And it felt like in that moment, it was such a huge thing on social media. It felt like everyone was talking about it and also the big publications were talking about it as well. But to be honest, since making that video, I've really noticed nothing on it. Like, I've seen no one really talk about it on social media. I've seen the general 2016 content really die off. And that just makes me think, was it truly a trending content trend and has it now passed? Which, if it has, will be so crazy because it was built up to be such this huge thing. But now it feels like it's completely gone. So I don't know if I'm just not noticing it anymore or if it's not on my algorithm, or if the 2016 trend has completely gone, which shows that it was just a micro content rapid trend, which would be kind of disappointing. But that is the final thing that I wanted to leave you with. Definitely let me know your thoughts on that one. And as always, I hope you found this really useful. I am looking forward to London Fashion Week this week, so definitely let me know if you're going to any shows or any events, or what you want to see, or what coverage you want from London Fashion Week. I would love to know that as well. And I hope you have a great rest of your week, and I will see you in the next one. Bye.
You know that goal you set at the start of the year? You can still do it, whether you're committed to a through hike with friends, lifting heavier, or simply walking more. It's not too late to stick with it and make your future self proud, especially with the all-in-one nutrition shake from Ka'Chava. Because quality nutrition shouldn't be complicated. Just 2 scoops of Ka'Chava's all-in-one nutrition shake, and you've got 25 grams of protein, 6 grams of fiber, greens, adaptogens, and so much more. Plus, it actually tastes delicious. No fillers, no nonsense. Just the good stuff your body craves. So instead of adding to your back stock of supplements that overpromise and underdeliver, simplify your progress with just 2 scoops of the highest quality ingredients. Stick with your wellness goals. Go to Kachava.com and use code NEWS for 15% off. That's Kachava.com and use code NEWS. KACHAVA.com, code NEWS.